think I'm finished with my tour, and I have to say, I love the way this place is set up. You really make sure all of the lost animal guys and girls have everything they need. No, I mean, yes, I'm sure I'm going to adopt, but I still haven't decided which one. Ooh, it's way harder than I expected. They're all so lovely. Wait, why is that one all alone in the corner? I didn't even notice him before. He doesn't want to be adopted? Oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry he had to go through that. But do you think I can maybe try and talk to him? Even if it doesn't work, I don't think it could hurt to try. Oh, thank you. Hello? Hello, how are you? How are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I promise you don't have to move back. I won't get close or any closer if you don't want me to. See? I'll just sit right here. I can sit here, right? You really don't seem like you want to speak, and that's fine. You can nod. I have some patients that are like that, and it works out just fine for me. I can work with that. Oh, did that strike your curiosity? Yes. I'm a doctor. Well, my patients are all humans, but... Well, you guys aren't really that different from us, actually. Well, you're way cuter, but... Oh, was that inappropriate to say? Ooh, I'm so sorry. I think I'm being one of those annoying ladies that make you want to hide in the first place. I can leave you alone if you want me to. No? Good. Does this mean that you're not scared of me? You are? So you're afraid of me, but you don't want me to leave. You are an intriguing young man for sure. Or young pup? Young puppy boy? Young pup man? I'm not sure about the terminology and... Oh my god, I should probably just shut up. Can I get a bit closer? I won't touch you without your permission, I promise. Thanks. Hey, I totally understand you being afraid of humans. Well, after what your last owner did. But not all humans are bad. Some of us only want to live our lives, give affection to who we care about, and be happy. Just like animal people do. You know, when I said I wanted to talk to you, they told me I should use protective gear because you can get aggressive with your claws when you're scared. But as you can see, I'm only wearing a dress, and, well, that's because I believe that if I want you to trust me, I should show you that I trust you first. That only seems fair. Oh, you have such a lovely smile. Ooh. Will you let me hug you? I won't hurt you, I promise. I just want to comfort you. Oh... Oh, your fur is so soft. So silky and so smooth. See? I told you, not all humans are bad. Oh, and I'm loving these little yelps and the way you're wagging your tail so excitedly, and it makes me feel like you're starting to enjoy the time that you're spending with me. Maybe relax a little bit. Yes, everything will be fine. It will. I'm here for you. And I'm going to take care of you, okay? Here. Here, you can rest your head on my shoulder. Good. Just like that. Your hair is so soft, your fur. Oh, it's so shiny. Oh, and your skin is soft too. I still wish I could do more for you though. This place is really excellent for an adoption center, but nothing's better than having a home and a warm bed of your own. I mean, can you maybe try and meet my eyes? Maybe look up into my eyes, please? Thanks. I don't want you to feel pressured in any way. And if you'd rather stay here, that's totally fine. I get it. But I have to ask, won't you come home with me? Oh, I didn't expect you to start speaking now. Oh, you have a very nice voice. Did you know that? But no, of course I don't care that you have bruises and scars, or that you're a bit older than the other pets. It's actually the opposite. It makes me want to take you home more. It makes me want to help you heal. Yep. Why? I mean, do I have to have a reason? I don't know. When I came closer and I looked in your eyes, oh, they just... you looked like you needed someone to... like you need someone to care for you. And you deserve that, too. You deserve to have that. Everyone does. You'll come? Really? Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, this makes me very happy. I will have to finish some paperwork, actually. There's rather a lot of paperwork. All right. It will... probably take a while, but I promise I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving here without you. Will you wait here? Good boy. Here we are. I hope you enjoy your new home. It's pretty modest, but I have no husband or children or anything, so it's going to be just you and me, and I think there's enough space for us. Are you hungry or thirsty or anything, by the way? No, not yet. Okay, I can cook a little later then. If you come with me, I'll show you to our room. Yes, our room. I mean, I wish I had a room just for you, but I didn't plan things this far ahead. I hope that's okay. I swear I don't snore. Well, yeah, adopting an animal boy wasn't always in my plans. But since I moved here for a new job, I've been feeling, well... a little, well, a lot lonely. And I love hugging and cuddling and taking care of people. And So, this just seemed like a really good thing to do that would help an animal that needed a home and help me too. Yeah, a win-win situation. Oh, so anyway, this is the room. I'm pretty sure I can fit a second bed in here if I move things around a bit. And no, I'm not gonna leave you sleeping on the floor. Hey, you are not a bother. Don't you worry. What? You prefer sleeping on the rug? Are you sure? Well, if that's what you want, then it's all yours. Sorry, I'm still getting used to some of your quirks. They're all really adorable, though. Like you. Totally adorable. Totes adorable. Hey, did I make you that embarrassed? You're shaking. Oh my God, I forgot the AC on the I want to be a human popsicle temperature. Oh, I'm so used to it, I didn't even realize it. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me fix it. So I fixed it, and it's going to take a little while for it to warm up. But I have an idea for in the meantime. How about this? I'll sit on the floor, and why don't you turn around and sit right here between my legs and let me help keep you warm? Yes, exactly like that. Yeah, just melt into me and let me take care of everything. Feeling warmer, pup? Aw, now you're actually embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Is it okay for me to call you that? You can just tell me if anything's bothering you or if you want me to stop, all right? I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I really love this. You're so soft and cozy. Can I maybe scritch your ears? They look so fluffy and oh, I can't resist. Like this. Like this. Do you like it? Oh, those excited little yips. Oh, and you're wagging your tail. I'll take that as a yes. Come closer. Rest your head here on my chest. You don't need to be shy with me. I think I have some very soft bits too. Oh. When you start feeling more comfortable, you become the cuddliest thing in the world. Did you know that? Oh, such a good boy. Hey, what happened? Why are you moving away? Did I hurt you? Oh, you're I see now. Your ears and your tail are getting all spiky too. That means you're in heat, right? No. You don't need to apologize. You might be a cute pup boy, but you are also a grown man. I know it's hard to contain your instincts. Even human men have a hard time with that. Yeah, it's totally fine, I promise. I'm actually even a little flattered, if I'm honest. Well, there's one thing I should probably show you. Just a second. Can I sit next to you again? Look, while we were in the cab, I was taking a look at this book they gave me to help take care of you, and I remember it had something about... Oh, here. Chapter 5, Section 14, Adult Pets. For adopters of an adult animal, boy or girl, some extra measures shall be taken during their care. Leaving a mature pet with their sexual needs unchecked might cause damage to their long-term health and well-being, especially during their heat. If your animal person is of age 18 or older, you must make sure their sexual needs are properly met, either by yourself or by hiring a professional. If I really make you feel these things, I wouldn't mind helping you myself. I mean, I'm single. It's my duty to make sure you're happy. And, well, if I'm honest here, I think you're very handsome too. But only if you want me to. Really, I can definitely hire someone more appropriate if you don't want me, or if you think it's weird to do this with me. Oh, really? You think I'm attractive? Oh, no, that's not bad. Of course not. It's just, I'm not very used to being desired, I guess. I'm always so busy, I forget people can see me this way. Anyway, I'm talking too much again. Sorry, I'm just a bit, nervous. Is it okay if I start slow? Good. Maybe I can start by, taking your shirt off. Oh, you have such a gorgeous body. You don't mind if I touch it a bit, do you? Of course I like it. Oh, I love every bit of it. Your arms. Oh, your chest. You're soft, but oh, so firm as well. And you are... Someone's starting to lose their shame, apparently. Oh, no, I'm not asking you to stop. Now let me hold you close and... Oh, I have to admit I miss doing this. You know, I can start taking my clothes off too. And this way we can feel more comfortable with each other. You're just gonna have to make sure you keep me warm, okay? I'm just gonna take this dress off and get rid of this bra. Oh, okay. Voila. Oh, my breasts. Oh, do you like them? You can touch them. Don't be afraid. Oh. Oh. It feels a little different being touched by paws. Oh, but I love it. Oh, they're so warm. Oh, yes. Keep kissing me and touching me. Oh, you're doing great, pup. You really are. You're my pupper. Oh, my pup is finally gonna start to show his wild side. Oh, you can squeeze them a little. I'm just gonna sit on your lap, okay? Oh, God, you're so hard. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, God. Oh, it's getting so hard to resist. I wonder what happens if I do this. My guess was right. Oh, your ears get very sensitive when you're excited. Oh, you like this, don't you, pup? Oh, and I bet you love it when I grind on you too. Oh, those little yelps of excitement in my ear. Wait, what are? Did you just bounce on top of me? No, don't apologize. You don't need to apologize for anything. If you really want me that much, ooh, I'm all yours, pup. I'll even spread my legs for you, see? Oh, just come here and take me. Oh, my God. You ripped my panties off. Oh, see how wet I am? Oh, there's only one thing left to do now. Oh, fuck, you're inside me. Oh, and it feels so good. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, I miss this so much. Oh, it's been a while. Oh, I think I might be a little tight, but don't stop, all right? Keep going. Yes. Yes, deeper. Oh, yes. Deeper. Deeper. Oh, I'll wrap my legs around you and you can start moving in. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're way stronger than you look. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't hold back. Oh, show me how fierce you can be, pup. Oh, it's gonna be bad for you if you try and repress your instincts. I said I was gonna take care of you, remember? I can take it. Yes. Go as wild as you want. I'm your mate tonight, pup. My pup. Oh, come on. Kiss me again, please. Oh, I hope I'm making you feel good. Oh, so good. It's hard to hold back. Is that true, pup? Well then please don't pull back. Oh, be a good boy. Be a good boy and let it go inside your owner. Oh, she can barely hold back either. Oh, look. My whole body is squirming. Oh, if I say it's a command, will you do it? Huh? If I order you to come inside me? Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, then I order you. Oh, come inside me. Come inside your owner now. Please? Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, Such a good boy. Oh, I'm so full now. Oh, did you like it? Oh, I'm glad. I definitely liked it. Yes, I did, pup. No, don't climb off me yet. Oh, I feel very safe like this. Yeah. Oh yeah, just lie on top of me. That's okay. Let me stroke your hair and your ears again. Look, I might have said some things in the heat of the moment, but I don't want you to see me as your owner, okay? Yeah, I know that's how relationships between animal people and humans usually work, but I don't want you to think that I own you or that you're forced to be here. I only want you to be here because you want to be here. I only want you to be here because you choose to be here. Oh, so you want to take care of me too? What about this then? You can be my loyal companion. Oh, the protector of the house. How does that sound? And you can still be my pet and my good boy when you want to be. I'll spoil you a lot. That won't change. Good boy. And tomorrow, when I get back from work, we'll start taking care of your bruises. I promise. I'll do my best to help with the scars, too. No, you don't need to thank me. I said I want you to be happy, didn't I? And if you really want to, some cuddling wouldn't be a terrible way to make me happy. Yeah. We can hold each other just like this. You know, sleeping on the rug doesn't sound that bad now. No, it's rather comfortable, actually. But maybe that's because I'm with you.